So this is continuing with Bloom on 28th August 76. Maybe you could just say again that you thought this was the first.
Yes, this multi-beam system using all possible combination between 8 antenna was probably the first multi-beam system used in the world, and it works very well. We have just a problem of stability of the average position with time, but this problem has never been very well understood at the time. Anyway, the system has been used for solar work and also for declination, measurement of position and declination of a few sources. That was by Joshi, mm-hmm. Indian student. The north-south system, which was more interesting at the point of view of techniques, has been much less successful at the point of view of results. And that was a very good experience.
Where?
To show, to see that, in fact, even a good idea technique, if not backed by a proper idea, maybe a question of luck also.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were expecting to have more information about the distribution northern and southern hemisphere of the sun, of the disturbances and so on. And finally, there were, I think, 2 or 3 PhD made with this instrument, but not at all as comparable to the first part, which I think produced something like 6 or 7.
I see. In what period was this?
I think the first measurement with the east-west ray were in 56, I remember very well, in May 1956, is now 20 years exactly. And the north-south, during the Paris Symposium of 58, the first antenna was beginning, I think. It worked in 59, if mm-hmm. I remember properly. It was relatively shortly after, because the group was not very numerous. And another thing which I think was of interest about for principle was the phase measurement, the adjustment of the antenna phase by a Fourier transform method. There was there's something by Delannoy and myself and somebody else on this compte rendu note on this problem of phase adjustment.
Was it before 1960?
I maybe slightly after.
Yes, I only have through 60.
Maybe slightly after. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And can you tell me about this then?
Oh no, I think
Now we haven't talked about the correlator.
That's another story. In the same time, I've talked about my main instrument on which I worked, specifically east-west array and then north-south. But in the same time, there was another instrument which was built using the two Würzburg older German radar on rail,
mm-hmm.
very similar to the idea of Caltech. And in fact, I've never been sure of that, but I have the feeling that this idea of putting the thing on rail was coming from me, but this is type of thing is very difficult to be quite sure because you have discussed with people.
Sure,
and so on.
Sure.
But I think that this idea came from the idea of changing the distance. Well, of course, we had clearly we understand clearly that it was important to have a variable distance at the fermeter. That was quite clearly the work, especially Arsac and Leroux, who were with us, understand very well this problem. But the idea, specific idea of moving two antenna on rail and so on, I think it came this time. Leroux, and I think it was mostly Leroux, was building this system, and I was looking at various problem of making the fringes, and we discussed many times with Leroux about the loss of information due to the zero spacing. The fact that in the adding interferometer before the correlation, you have at the same time the continuum.
I see what you're saying. Oh, I'm sorry.
So you have the zero spacing of each antenna. You have the total power of each antenna, and then the fringe amplitude. So you are losing a factor 2, I think, at sensitivity. So we were looking to, and I was thinking of a system to make a real product, because we have realized that there was a need of a real product system. And while I look at the various electronic devices to do that,
mm-hmm.
and first I tried that with the tubes and so on, and finally well, the idea of a hybrid circuit proved to be usable, and I built, you know, I think I built the first model, and then the operation model was built by Biro. And this was used in the Würzburg, in the interferometer, and very successfully, because it proved to, at once to be very stable and the trouble. And at this time, Ryle was still using the phase switching
That's
system,
right.
which lose, at least when you are not using the two combination factor, maybe two or something. And so we discussed that. I came maybe a little later at Cambridge and discussed that. I remember that Ryle was very, he was not very surprised, but it was clearly not a thing which had been invented in Cambridge, so it cannot be really useful at all. This type of thing, which was, anyway, I'm quite sure that this idea, and then I made a complete analysis of the sensitivity, this paper of 59, in which I have the help of, for the mathematical part, from Leroux and Larsac. I discussed many times with them, but this was the paper on sensitivity receiver in the analysis of physics in 59.
Right, comparison of correlation and comparison type receivers.
Right. And I think this, and also at this time I have the idea of a correlation receiver with a single dish, which we used later on in Nancy, and also there was a model which was built in Australia by Cooper several years later.
Now that's...
But the in this paper, this is the first time the basic principle and even the model of the correlator with using the hybrid circuit appeared clearly, and later on almost everybody used that.
Right.
And now using more sophisticated version, but still the idea of a multiplication.
That's right.
And not phase. In fact, in Ryle's paper, it was more or less indicated, but in a very... I think they have not really clearly understood the multiplication.
When you say his paper, do you mean his
1952
paper on phase switching interferometers? Well, it would seem that if he had understood that he would have done it, because, like you say, it's more sensitive.
Exactly,
you
know, exactly. Right. So.
Now, there's a paper in Comprendu in 1960 on a new way to do radio spectroscopy resembling optical interference spectroscopy.
Ah, yes, that's the delay line system. At the time, we were looking at all the Fourier transform device, and I think I discovered once again, because this was discovered by many people, that delay is equivalent to to frequency channel, and I made this thing. At this time, I have not read Michelson's work, which in fact is he went the other way. Michelson began to make delay system and realize that it was spectroscopy.
Yes, I see.
But at this time we were not at all thinking of spectroscopy. Well, on the other hand...
Well, in this paper you talk about this as a way to do radio spectroscopy.
Yes, of course. And in fact this has been... it was the digital... It is the analog correlator.
Right.
Purely analog correlator. But absolutely not the idea of a digital system at this time.
That's
Weinreb idea. The one bit.
Weinreb's idea,
One bit, which I think came a little later.
That was 62 or 3 or something like that, yeah.
No, but now this has to be also seen in different context. In 50, around 57 or 58, Denis had the feeling that we were very successful in solar radio astronomy, and it was a time when in other countries, people were beginning to think of big projects. So he thought also about big projects.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed many... I have really very vague memory of this period, because I think I've not so much discussed that. I think Denis, in fact, decided more or less alone on the problem. But he at the time, it was a question of 225-meter dish on the rail, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think we have never been... it was absolutely independent of the Caltech system. It was really it's normal. I mean, in science, it's normal.
Right.
But we had this idea, and finally, I think mostly for prestige reason, because Denis was looking for money, and money is easier to get when you are putting a big thing, which for a non-scientist appears the best thing to do.
Right.
And I think Denis there made an enormous mistake. Because it's not that the principle of Nancy this present radio telescope is not, not very good, is bad, it's not bad, but it's a great lack of flexibility.
Right.
And this has put on the whole group an enormous load. Also, we have not enough people. Well, anyway, that's after the 60.
So well,
but no,
it's
I
the
want
early
just
60s
to say
anyway.
That in 50, I think it may be in 57 or something, ARSAC made the computation of the system, because ARSAC was really the first computer man we have, and he used us this time in IBM 650, I think, and he made the complete computation of the optics of the system, and proved that optically it was able to work. And
now, which system do you mean?
The radio telescope with a Krauss type, but with a field, a larger field than a Krauss, an Earth spherical.
Right, and with a moving feed, right.
And that, and at the same time, I was in charge of one receiver, or part of one. I think that was not clear. Denise, don't, we are not, he's not appreciating too much of clear responsibilities. He was the chief, and the other one were about the same. So there was no clear responsibility, which I think at this time was a mistake. Mm. Anyway, because the group was beginning to be too large to do that. So I was looking at the various spectroscopic system for 21 centimeter, because we had, of course, this instrument was designed also in, a too narrow idea of 21 centimeter extragalactic work. Mm-hmm. It was really made for this purpose. And if this purpose has been well reached,
right.
But it was too limited.
Right.
Anyway, I was working on this line, and this is why this I was looking to various spectroscopic systems.
I see. But it is true that this is the first mention, anyway, in the literature, of what we call an autocorrelator.
Yeah, exactly. I think so, yes.
It was an analog device, but it still was an autocorrelator.
Yeah, yeah, right. Clearly, yeah. And I think in Canada later on, they have built this system.
That's right, Argyle. Yeah. At Argyle.
And I think also. And in fact, well, of course. But we have never built that, because finally we found that it was for our purpose, it was more complex than the classical filter system.
I see. That's interesting. Let's see if we've got anything else here.
That was the North-South system.
Positions of radio bursts and optical activity centers with Malin.
Yeah, that was mostly the first result of the North-South system.
Well. Going back to that, you said that it never came out with the astrophysical results that you might have hoped. What was the reason for that, do you think?
For the North-South?
Yes.
I think, the East-West has been very successful, because we got a very big phenomenon, a very important phenomenon at the astrophysical point of view, the Type 4, and a lot of information about solar storms, and good information about sources, and a lot of things. And the North-South, we were expecting, because the effort spent on it was about the same, similar results, I would say. And it has been not bad,
right.
But not at all the same level.
I see.
That's all what I mean.
I see. Another question is, why was it that Type 4 bursts were discovered with the East-West Array and they hadn't been discovered earlier, do you think?
Because of resolving power only.
I see.
That was really pure. The advent of resolving power had been the only reason. Because before, in Australia, they have observed Type 4, but with a single dish or very short baseline interferometer, and they've not been able to see that it was a different phenomenon. You know, that's clearly a resolving power on that.
Now, the Nansei dish went into operation what year?
Much later on. It full completion was in 66, I think.
I see, so.
But there was also, it had been built in two parts. The central part, of only 40 by 40 meter, was
two
achieved.
Two panels.
Yes, two panels. Was achieved, I'm not sure, maybe be 62 or something like that. And again, this has not been very successful, because it was too small, and also the receiver system was not very good for the time. It was reasonable, but not very good. And again, you see, there's been I will not say a decline, but almost a decline of our group. I will say that the group was really a team until this period, and a team with a very good relation between people, and Denis being a little older, but the other one about the same age and so on, and also successful in a limited field, but successful and having a top, well, I would say, the top result for the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this success, it was normal to go to first more complex system, more, mm-hmm. more expensive too, and a larger group. And then this use of Nancy to build a large system. But Denis, which again, we were completely confident on him, and I think we were wrong doing that too much, because he's a good man, certainly, absolutely no question about that. But he's too confident in himself too, mm-hmm. and there was not enough discussion.
Yeah.
And he went to this the design of a large disk with derived from the Krauss type without looking at all the operation problem
mm-hmm.
in purpose and right. the people problem.
Yeah.
Of course, it was not completely his fault. He asked for the money, but he asked at the same time for a job and so on, and we get the job very, very later, much later, too late, and also not as many as needed. And this is a very common phenomenon, especially in France, I think, where it's easier to get investment money,
yeah.
but the people don't care at the high level of decision about the job
the
around.
Staff, yeah.
And it's a bad computation.
I think it happens in many countries.
Yeah, but I think it's still worse in France.
Hmm.
I may be wrong, but my feeling is that it's still worse. From my experience of what I see in other countries, it's still worse. But that's a different thing. I made recently a comparison of the staffing and the operation money and so on four observatories where I have good knowledge of the condition, namely at NIO, at Westerbork, at Nancy and Bonn. And at Nancy, we are presently at a level half of NIO and Westerbork by staffing on each instrument, and money on each instrument, and by a factor of 6 compared to Bonn.
I see.
Hmm. I think it's still worse in front than in other countries. Anyway, coming back to this period of 60, where the decision of building this big thing was taken, what happened is that the people, were of very good will, and the thing was built, but with a lot of difficulty, and also it was a new design, new idea,
mm-hmm.
meaning new study for the feed, for the pointing, for the positioning of the... So a small group, having a problem of manpower, was meeting not only the building of a big thing, but a big thing with many new study with many parts which were not classic, not conventional
right.
design,
which had a lot of difficulties that had to be worked out.
Exactly, and if at this time we would have built or a 225-meter dish on a rail or a large dish like Donald, I think we would have been much better out of all this difficulty. Anyway, I will not go too far.
Were you involved in all of these calibration things and
no,
so
not so much. I was really involved in the receiver and the back end.
I see.
Back end problem and so on.
So, from what you're saying that the whole nature of the French radio astronomy effort changed very much when the big dish entered the scene.
In fact, there was still an interest for solar work, but most of the many people at least, left the solar work at this time, partly or completely. But still, the solar work is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But during about 10 years, there was no effort on the solar, or very little effort on solar equipment,
mm-hmm.
because all the effort was on this big thing.
Okay.
Before talking about other things, about the origin of people and so on.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about the basic differences that you see, or you've obviously done a lot of comparison of different countries and how things have developed. And could you comment on how the French radio astronomy has developed compared with other countries, and perhaps why these differences?
Yeah, I think at the beginning we have the luck to have a few very few people at the top who have a very good insight of the problem. In this respect, I think that Rocard, who later was not as good, Danjon was absolutely a very, very good man in this respect, and he had an impact on all French astronomy. Huh? had played a very important role. Also, Danjean was a good friend of Roth.
I see.
Personal friend. And I think all that also, that may be a reason why Danjean was so interested in radio astronomy. Roth was one of the first to recognize the interest in radio astronomy. And they are very good personal relations. So, I think this has been one of the reasons of the good beginning. Denis was really a very man who able to attract people easily and so on. And all that means it was a very bad, good background of good people. Now, coming back to the École Normale Supérieure, where the first group begin, École Normale Supérieure is a place where they are training young people for any field of teaching and so on. But the physics lab was directed at the time by Rocard, was a lab where the excellent physicists were working, Kastler, who later on get Nobel Prize and a few other. And it was a real physics laboratory, relatively small, but very good. Mm-hmm. A very good one, very good people, and a real research minded. And also the student in this École Normale Supérieure, and many of them have been in our group later on, were very highly motivated people working hard and with a very excellent knowledge of physics and so on. So all that has been a very good influence at the beginning. And again, it's comparable in some respect to the general atmosphere in place like Cavendish or or maybe MIT, this type of thing.
Right.
Later on, I think that the Meudon Observatory has certainly been better from the point of view of astronomy, but not at all at the point of view of general atmosphere work. And we have gained at some point of view, but we have lost at other.
Yeah.
And at the long run, I think we have lost.
Any other comments that you'd like to make about the development of radio astronomy in as a whole or in France? That
no. I think, well, I can... one thing we have very often in mind in France was to keep good relation with journal, newspaper and things like that. We had been always making some welcoming the newspaper men or TV and so on. So it has been a policy since the beginning. It's still true. But and of course it was also we have excellent relation until the year. When the attitude, political attitude towards Russia changes, 68, 69.
I see. Was the reason for wanting to maintain good relations with the press to have a favorable public attitude, which would influence the government for funding?
Well, partly, but also, but we have the feeling that it was our duty to do that.
Right.
The public has to be learn that because we were using money.
Right. Okay.
We were talking about the problem of origin of the people.
Yes.
And I told you some of them, but basically all the group until the until 60 was was formed by people having a physics or engineering background, but practically no astronomy at all.
That's right.
Many were coming from the École Normale Supérieure. Some of them were coming from university, physics department, things like that.
Right. And another thing that you told me before was, if I asked you to say what did you consider yourself in 1955, what would your answer be?
I will answer that. We finished. Working research, and that's all. I mean, interested in research and working there in a job which has been offered by the old people at the time.
Right. But you wouldn't say astronomer or engineer or radio physicist. You just say you were doing research.
Radio astronomer, perhaps, but it's a specialty, but not no.
Yeah.
No, not so much. I think we were not trying too much to define our. We were a group, a team of people. In itself, it was enough.
Right.
And it was more defined. Toward the team, and we had the feeling that to help together, to help each other rather well, and
if we say that this was a team, is it fair to say that Denis was the captain of the team?
Oh, no question about that.
Yeah,
no question. And until he left in '64 to be the Paris Observatory director, his authority was recognized without any doubt.
Right.
Again, I will say a little too much, because if we had this time discussed more about some choice, probably some difficulty, which came later, in fact. Until 60, there were absolutely no difficulty in the group, I would say. That. All that, if you are looking to this first period, there was really a very good atmosphere everywhere among people, and perhaps some light trouble, but not
right.
much.
Nothing serious.
Excellent relation with other outside and so on, so really no problem whatsoever.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, okay. Well, I was just saying that until the 60 and even a little later, in the group we have the feeling of being one of the first, one of the leading group in, well, not only in solar radio astronomy, but in all radio astronomy.
Because solar astronomy was a very large refraction.
At this time, solar radio astronomy was a very important part.
Total effort.
I will not say half, but maybe something like that. It's absolutely not comparable at the present situation.
Right.
Really very small importance.
So that ends the interview with Blum on 28th August 76. Merci beaucoup.